Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Andrew. May I have your zip code?
Hello?
Hello?
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Andrew. May I have your zip code?
Okay, 98404.
Okay, may I have your first and last name?
I'm not willing to give you that. I want to know why there is a deduct out of
Okay, this is a third-party call center. We do answer the phone for a number of companies that sell products, so I need to find the order in your name to assist you.
So, I mean, I don't exactly know who you are or what. I don't understand this.
So apparently there's an order that you're calling about, and I'm here at the customer service call center, and we're supposed to look up the customer's orders and assist you if you're called in about something you need us to give you some information on. And I would need your name and some other information to find the order.
All right. The last name is Jorgensen, J-O-R-G-E-N-S-O-N.
I'm sorry.
Melbourne.
The last name is Jorgensen?
Jorgensen.
J-O-R.
G-E-N-S-O-N.
Okay, and your first name again?
Melvin.
M-E-L-V-I-N?
Correct.
Thank you. One moment. Okay, I do see the name here. There's an order here in that name. So I do need to verify the order with either your address, your email address, or the last four of the card that's being charged.
You say you see an order. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, ma'am. I do see an order, but I need to verify that we have the right account pulled up so we can assist you. You can give me your shipping address or the last four of the card that's being charged, and I can tell you what I see here.
Well, I'm not giving you a card number.
Just the last four of the card number would be sufficient, or your address.
Okay, and this happened on 6/10.
I can't share anything with you yet until I verify that this is the order we need to discuss.
All right. I'm going to lay the phone down. I will be right back. Just a minute, please.
Okay. I just needed your address or the last four of the card.
I'm not giving you the card.
Okay.
4319 East Hill, H-I-L-L Street.
Okay. Thank you. In the city and state?
Tacoma, Washington.
Okay, so I do see the order here. It's for the dash cam that was ordered last year. This dash cam was ordered last October and delivered to your address. Do you recall that?
I don't know what a dash cam is.
This is something that you would attach in your vehicle, and you can use it for highway surveillance. You can record scenery while you're driving.
And why is it, if it was ordered last October, why is it showing up on my credit card right now, on my bank account?
Well, when you order the dash cam, you also join the membership. It's a shopping club. It allows you to get a number of other gadgets at low cost.
Hold on just a minute.
Yes,
ma'am. Did you ever order what is called a dash cam in October, and it opened you up to have an account to order other things?
What was the cost of it?
$56.95, and it was taken out of our account in
that
June.
That's for the membership.
What membership?
The shopping club that I just mentioned to you. When the dash cam was ordered, the shopping club was joined also. So the shopping club entitles you to get a number of other gadgets at low cost monthly.
No, I never do. I would go to somewhere local.
Well, I need this put back in our account. My husband did not order this, so somehow wrong.
Okay. Well, the dash cam was delivered to your address, so you didn't get the dash cam?
If we got the dash cam, we would have told you. Come on, lady.
He doesn't even know what it is.
Okay. Well, we see that it was tracked in the tracking information. The post office delivered to that address you gave me there in Tacoma, Washington.
How's anybody? My husband wants to know how big is it and like what it does.
It's a small dash cam that you would attach to your sun visor or your rearview mirror in your vehicle to record the highway and the scenery while you're driving.
Well, never seen anything like that in our car.
Okay. Well,
and my husband just said, if it was ordered in October, why is this just showing on my account on 6/10?
It's a membership, so you're paying for the monthly membership that you're part of. That's why it's on the account.
I don't think so. No.
You better here we come. Cancel your man.
You get money put back in the account.
Okay, so the charges are valid according to the company, but what I will do in just a moment is transfer you over to our fraud team so they can talk with you about the charges you've incurred, okay?
What's the name of the company?
It's the Koala Consulting.
Okay, can you spell that for me, please?
It's K-O-A-L-A, Koala, just like a koala bear.
Okay, Koala, and what else is the rest of it?
A consultant.
Okay, Koala Consultant, what?
Okay, so if you'll hold the line, I'm going to prepare the call and transfer it over to a supervisor in the fraud department, okay?
All right, thank you.
One moment. You're welcome.
It's called Koala Consultant, and this is in the fraud department. Well, because I want it off of our account. And so this is a monthly, and I think I've seen this on the statement before, but kept forgetting to ask about it.
Okay, I'm going to transfer you over to Amaya, and she can help you in the fraud department, okay?
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support.